Fraser team, Harry had expected Monk to be disappointed, maybe even angry. Instead, Delaney looked almost relieved.
"You deserve it, Harry," he'd said. "Anson knows he can trust you."
Harry thought that what Monk was really saying was that Anson knew he could make Harry jump through hoops. "So what?" Harry said to himself. Angel Reyes started calling Harry El Jefe. Angel even got his wife to sew the title on some of Harry's t-shirts and coveralls. Sylvia took the news calmly enough, except to ask,
"Does a raise go with it? You're going to be putting even more hours into the job, aren't you? You ought to get a raise."
Harry didn't have the nerve to ask Anson or even Jake Levy if he should expect an increase in salary. For nearly 3 months after the accident, Harry had been working at the Anson Corporation's test facility out in the Mojave, sweating away feverishly to rebuild the coil. Victor Anson himself had come out to the desert twice to inspect his team's progress and urge them to move faster. Harry stayed at the Desert Stars Motel more than he was home, and when he was home, Sylvia complained about his being away. He found that he was happy to leave her in Pasadena, and dreaded the long drive back home every weekend. His daughters had become strangers to him. Teenagers, with lives of their own and friends and school and endless chatter on their cell phones. The day they fired up the coil and burned a hole through the target sheet of aluminum half a mile away, Harry could hear the relief and triumph in Mr. Anson's voice over the telephone.
"You did it, Harry. I knew I could count on you."
"We did it, Mr. Anson, the team. We did it together."
"You certainly did. Listen, Harry, give the team a party. Take them to the nearest bar and have a celebration. A blast. On me."
The Desert Star Motel's bar wasn't much, but Harry and his team trooped in and took over the place. It was a wild night. And Harry found himself walking one of the young barmaids back to his room. She was really pretty, he thought, with a warm, bright smile, and he hadn't had sex with Sylvia since the accident, and he'd had more to drink than he should have, and she seemed perfectly willing, and Harry thought, what the hell, why not? He kept the story from Sylvia for more than a month afterward, tiptoeing around the house when he was home, feeling unable to look her in the eye, ashamed of himself, yet happy that a good-looking young woman had willingly gone to bed with him. Harry stayed away from the motel's bar. He didn't want any entanglements. Monk kidded him about the night and told him the kid was asking about him. Red-faced, Harry went to his room and stayed there. It all came out during an argument with Sylvia, of course. He couldn't even remember how the argument had started, but they were yelling at each other, and he blurted out the news that other women found him attractive. Sylvia stared at him, white-faced with anger. She glanced past Harry toward their daughter's rooms. Both doors were tightly closed. Vicky and Denise had heard plenty of screaming from their parents. They just shut it out of their presence.
"Women find you attractive?" Sylvia asked,
the beginnings of a smirk curling her lips.
"You? Mr. Dull? Don't make me laugh."
"Yeah, me," Harry snapped. "You've probably forgotten it, but I'm not so dull in bed."
She huffed.
"There's nothing to forget, Harry. You're a dud, and you always will be."
"Well, you're the only one who thinks so. Are you saying you've gone to bed with other women?"
"Damn right." "That's what you've been doing out at that motel? That's why you stay out there more than your home?"
"I've got more going for me out there than here," Harry snapped.